Berufsfachschulen Baden-Württemberg. Teil 1. Hörverstehen Englisch. Haupttermin 2025.
Listening Comprehension Test. You will hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. You now have time to read the assignment. One.
Going for a walk in the Lake District was so peaceful and beautiful. The hills were green and rolling, and the lakes were calm and clear. Breathing in the fresh air and looking at the stunning views made me feel really happy and calm. Spotting sheep grazing on the hillsides and hearing the gentle sound of streams flowing nearby added to the experience.
Two.
When I visited Brighton, I couldn't resist trying the classic British dish of fish and chips. I sat on the beach, feeling the warm sun on my face and the cool breeze from the ocean. Eating the crispy fish and salty chips was like a taste of real British coastal charm. The gulls flying overhead made it a truly memorable moment.
Three.
Exploring the bars of London was so much fun. From cosy old taverns with creaky floors to trendy bistros with fancy cocktails, each one had its own special vibe. Chatting with locals over a pint of ale or a glass of cider made me feel like I was part of the city's heartbeat for a night. The sound of laughter and clinking glasses filled the air, creating a lively and welcoming atmosphere.
4.
Walking through Edinburgh Castle was like stepping back in time. The big stone walls, old weapons, and amazing views over the city were really cool. It's a must-see place for anyone who loves stories about knights and kings. As I explored the castle grounds, I could almost imagine the battles and ceremonies that took place centuries ago.
5.
Having 5 o'clock tea in a pretty village was a really nice experience. Sitting in a cozy tea room, sipping on hot tea, and eating warm snacks with creamy butter and sweet jam was so comforting. The little stone cottages and flowery gardens made it feel like I was in a fairy tale. I felt peaceful when I was watching the sun glowing over the small town in the countryside. This was a truly magical trip for me.
Now listen to the recording again. 1.
Going for a walk in the Lake District was so peaceful and beautiful. The hills were green and rolling, and the lakes were calm and clear. Breathing in the fresh air and looking at the stunning views made me feel really happy and calm. Spotting sheep grazing on the hillsides and hearing the gentle sound of streams flowing nearby added to the experience.
2.
When I visited Brighton, I couldn't resist trying the classic British dish of fish and chips. I sat on the beach, feeling the warm sun on my face and the cool breeze from the ocean. Eating the crispy fish and salty chips was like a taste of real British coastal charm. The gulls flying overhead made it a truly memorable moment.
3.
Exploring the bars of London was so much fun. From cosy old taverns with creaky floors to trendy bistros with fancy cocktails, each one had its own special vibe. Chatting with locals over a pint of ale or a glass of cider made me feel like I was part of the city's heartbeat for a night. The sound of laughter and clinking glasses filled the air, creating a lively and welcoming atmosphere.
4.
Walking through Edinburgh Castle was like stepping back in time. The big stone walls, old weapons, and amazing views over the city were really cool. It's a must-see place for anyone who loves stories about knights and kings. As I explored the castle grounds, I could almost imagine the battles and ceremonies that took place centuries ago.
5.
Having 5 o'clock tea in a pretty village was a really nice experience. Sitting in a cozy tea room, sipping on hot tea, and eating warm snacks with creamy butter and sweet jam was so comforting. The little stone cottages and flowery gardens made it feel like I was in a fairy tale. I felt peaceful when I was watching the sun glowing over the small town in the countryside. This was a truly magical trip for me.
Task 2. You now have time to read the assignment.
In this episode, we are answering your questions about sleep. Did you know there are doctors who focus specifically on helping kids sleep better? We found one of them at National Jewish Health. That's a hospital in Colorado.
My name is Dr. Lisa Meltzer, and I am a pediatric sleep psychologist, which means I work with kids to help them sleep better.
Well, let's jump right into some of our questions. So, Dr. Meltzer, why do we need to sleep?
These are great questions that scientists are spending a lot of time trying to better understand. We have a lot of different reasons that people think are important for why we sleep. The first one goes back to how humans have developed. So there was a time when humans didn't live in houses, but lived out in caves or lived out in the wild. And at night, when they would sleep, they were inactive, and that made them vulnerable so that the predators, the big animals, might come and attack them during the night. So you sleep to stay away from those animals that might come and harm you in the middle of the night. Another theory why we sleep is to conserve our energy. I mean, we use a lot of energy during the day when you're running and you're playing. When you sleep, these things change. The number of calories that you need reduce, your temperature drops down, your body is basically given a time to rest and relax. So again, you're working your muscles, all these types of things when you're awake, and when you rest, it allows them to heal.
But it's not just your body that gets to rest and recover and rebuild from a busy day of running around. Here's something else you might like to know. Sleep helps you remember what you've learned. You take in information while you're awake, but it sets in your brain while you're sleeping. So if you're studying for, say, a vocabulary test, you want to go to sleep after you've studied because it will help your brain remember those words in the morning. Is there anything else that you think is super cool that you've learned in researching sleep that you think we should know about?
Everyone sleeps. Every animal sleeps. I mean, you have to sleep. It's really that important. But every animal and every species has a different way of sleeping. For example, dolphins only sleep with half their brain at a time because they need to still be breathing as they're in the water. So half the brain alternates when they're sleeping. Humans tend to sleep laying down in bed, and that's a great way to do it. But sleep is a huge part of your life. By the time you turn 18 years old, you will have spent 40% of your life sleeping. It's a huge part of what you do every day. So making sure that your sleep is as healthy as possible is really important.
Thanks for your great questions all about sleep. And muchísimas gracias to Dr. Lisa Meltzer for sharing her knowledge with us.
Now listen to the recording again.
In this episode, we are answering your questions about sleep. Did you know there are doctors who focus specifically on helping kids sleep better? We found one of them at National Jewish Health. That's a hospital in Colorado.
My name is Dr. Lisa Meltzer, and I am a pediatric sleep psychologist, which means I work with kids to help them sleep better.
Well, let's jump right into some of our questions. So, Dr. Meltzer, why do we need to sleep?
These are great questions that scientists are spending a lot of time trying to better understand. We have a lot of different reasons that people think are important for why we sleep. The first one goes back to how humans have developed. So there was a time when humans didn't live in houses, but lived out in caves or lived out in the wild. And at night, when they would sleep, they were inactive, and that made them vulnerable so that the predators, the big animals, might come and attack them during the night. So you sleep to stay away from those animals that might come and harm you in the middle of the night. Another theory why we sleep is to conserve our energy. I mean, we use a lot of energy during the day when you're running and you're playing. When you sleep, these things change. The number of calories that you need reduce, your temperature drops down, your body is basically given a time to rest and relax. So again, you're working your muscles, all these types of things when you're awake, and when you rest, it allows them to heal.
But it's not just your body that gets to rest and recover and rebuild from a busy day of running around. Here's something else you might like to know. Sleep helps you remember what you've learned. You take in information while you're awake, but it sets in your brain while you're sleeping. So if you're studying for, say, a vocabulary test, you want to go to sleep after you've studied because it will help your brain remember those words in the morning. Is there anything else that you think is super cool that you've learned in researching sleep that you think we should know about?
Everyone sleeps. Every animal sleeps. I mean, you have to sleep. It's really that important. But every animal and every species has a different way of sleeping. For example, dolphins only sleep with half their brain at a time because they need to still be breathing as they're in the water. So half the brain alternates when they're sleeping. Humans tend to sleep laying down in bed, and that's a great way to do it. But sleep is a huge part of your life. By the time you turn 18 years old, you will have spent 40% of your life sleeping. It's a huge part of what you do every day. So making sure that your sleep is as healthy as possible is really important.
Thanks for your great questions all about sleep. And muchísimas gracias to Dr. Lisa Meltzer for sharing her knowledge with us.
Task 3. You now have time to read the assignment.
Listeners want to feel close to the musicians they support, and most would jump at the chance to talk to their favourite artist one-on-one. But famous people rarely have the time for that kind of meeting. So what is the next best thing? For Mark Twain, whose new recording Falling is out Friday, it was creating a digital avatar. The Taiwanese-American entertainer from Los Angeles, California, is a former member of the Korean group GOT7. He partnered with Soul Machines to create a digital twin called Digital Mark. In doing so, Twan became the first famous person to attach their likeness to the artificial intelligence program OpenAI's GPT. The technology permits fans to talk one-on-one with Twan's avatar.
"It's very different. It's not really me, but it is me,"
he says of Digital Mark.
"It's a cool thing that fans get to interact with him too."
Greg Cross is head of Soul Machines. He views Digital Mark as the future of fan interaction. Cross said, "We are only at the beginning of how this technology will change how fans interact with famous people and companies." Twan's hope with Digital Mark is that as the technology progresses, so too will fans' relationships with his AI twin. He also hopes that they will get to communicate with him in languages beyond English. Getting Digital Mark to look like and act like the real Mark Twan involved a lot of work. Twan had to spend several days filming in a bodysuit to capture his movement. He made different faces so the Digital Mark could capture his emotions. And he spent a lot of time recording his voice as well. Right now, Digital Mark just stands in one place. But Twan says that maybe one day they will have Digital Mark walking around too. The technology is in its early days. Twan says Digital Mark has been talking about a musical event that does not exist, but he is hopeful to see how the avatar will progress. Fans have already been using Digital Mark to interact with Twan about event dates and new music. As for concerns over how this kind of technology could be used in the future, Twan is hopeful but has some concerns.
"I've seen a lot of movies where robots take over the world,"
he jokes.
"You never really know what's going to happen, but I think it's really cool."
Now listen to the recording again.
Listeners want to feel close to the musicians they support, and most would jump at the chance to talk to their favourite artist one-on-one. But famous people rarely have the time for that kind of meeting. So what is the next best thing? For Mark Twain, whose new recording Falling is out Friday, it was creating a digital avatar. The Taiwanese-American entertainer from Los Angeles, California, is a former member of the Korean group GOT7. He partnered with Soul Machines to create a digital twin called Digital Mark. In doing so, Twan became the first famous person to attach their likeness to the artificial intelligence program OpenAI's GPT. The technology permits fans to talk one-on-one with Twan's avatar.
"It's very different. It's not really me, but it is me,"
he says of Digital Mark.
"It's a cool thing that fans get to interact with him too."
Greg Cross is head of Soul Machines. He views Digital Mark as the future of fan interaction. Cross said, "We are only at the beginning of how this technology will change how fans interact with famous people and companies." Twan's hope with Digital Mark is that as the technology progresses, so too will fans' relationships with his AI twin. He also hopes that they will get to communicate with him in languages beyond English. Getting Digital Mark to look like and act like the real Mark Twan involved a lot of work. Twan had to spend several days filming in a bodysuit to capture his movement. He made different faces so the Digital Mark could capture his emotions. And he spent a lot of time recording his voice as well. Right now, Digital Mark just stands in one place. But Twan says that maybe one day they will have Digital Mark walking around too. The technology is in its early days. Twan says Digital Mark has been talking about a musical event that does not exist, but he is hopeful to see how the avatar will progress. Fans have already been using Digital Mark to interact with Twan about event dates and new music. As for concerns over how this kind of technology could be used in the future, Twan is hopeful but has some concerns.
"I've seen a lot of movies where robots take over the world,"
he jokes.
"You never really know what's going to happen, but I think it's really cool."
This is the end of your listening comprehension test.